Residents of the Allegheny Highlands learned well over a month ago of the Federal Regulatory Commission's approval for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Since then, the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection and the George Washington National Forest have also given their green lights. In Virginia, the State Water Control Board will be meeting to make its decision on the 11th and 12th of December. Allegheny Mountain Radio spoke with Aaron Ruby, Dominion Energy's media specialist, to hear more about those approval steps and what could come after that.
Because we are going to be tunneling underneath the Appalachian Trail and Blue Ridge Parkway. It's the U.S. Forest Service and National Park Service who oversee those resources, and so we need approval from those agencies as well.
He continued.
So we are heading down the home stretch. We're on track to begin construction by the end of the year, you know, and this has been really the culmination of a more than three-year thorough and exhaustive environmental review process. And in a lot of really tangible, meaningful ways, the input that has been provided by the public and also by agencies has had a significant impact on the project.
Mr. Ruby asserted,
"This by far has been the most thorough and exhaustive environmental review that has ever been done for a project like this, both at the state and the federal level. And it's been done with a higher level of transparency than certainly any project that I've worked on or any project that really any of us on this project have seen."
I asked Aaron Ruby to begin helping us picture what the construction process might look like. It's been clear for a while it will not progress from west to east or east to west. I had first learned about spreads a year ago at a Dominion employment fair in Fishersville.
And those spreads can be, depending on the terrain, they can be anywhere from 30 to 70 or 80 miles long. In your more mountainous terrain, you're going to have shorter spreads because of the terrain. So you're going to have smaller crews, shorter spreads, more specialized type of equipment that are designed to handle that type of terrain. And each spread is distinct. It has its own crew, its own leaders, its own kind of construction schedule and plan. Most of the construction in Pocahontas and Bath is going to take place in late 2018 through 2019. Once we get to the end of the process, each of those individual spreads or sections gets tied in together, and then you have one 600-mile pipeline.
Primary focus from the end of this year through the end of March 2018 will be tree felling, with the majority of that being in the national forests. Aaron went on to explain that after the felling, the focus will change to clearing and site preparation.
In many respects, it's pipeline construction is very similar to an assembly line. It's a very mechanized and kind of routinized process, just like an assembly line would be.
Step A, B, and C.
That's correct.
In a follow-up story to this one, we'll hear from a few Virginians who plan to resist the ACP construction for as long as possible. They gathered with people from across the Mid-Atlantic region to document impacts they see at the People's Tribunal for Human Rights at the end of October. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.